lady shir in derech. She went derech Shinayin Tes. Sunday, December 30th, Chavez Teves, Yom Aleph Parshas Va'era. Hashem, fourth section, learning about Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is the proclaiming Hashem's unity, the full scope that everything is Hashem. Hashem empowers everything, more than power. Hashem causes everything, is everything, creates everything, is the cause of everything, whether it's a law of physics, or an event, or an object. The base of all the world is Hashem hiding his unity, because evil is, so to speak, not Hashem. And evil exists to the degree that Hashem is Master Kono, he hides himself, so to speak. Removal of evil to destroy evil is to perpetuate good in the universe, and good is Hashem, and that's back to Hashem's unity. So Hashem Echad, really, the Ramchal is not saying it explicitly, but he's really looking at the pasuk as Rashi does, which is not the simple meaning of the words. Rashi in Chumash says Hashem is at present Elokeinu, but in the future he will be Echad over the whole world. And that's really what Ramchal is saying, that we're declaring that evil should cease to exist, and Hashem is the only, is fully Echad, meaning revealed as Echad, and he is the, he's the cause of existence, he is the only authority, Hashgacha Prat is everything. And there's no more evil. There's no evil in the world. That's what we're hoping for, and that's what we're declaring. That's the way things should be. An aspect of this is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, because an aspect of this is that Hashem relates to the world, and we are obedient to His wishes. And that is, again, just like the whole Bria is obedient to his wishes, so are we, and that's Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. So that is included in Hashem Echad. Okay, we're up to paragraph 4. Paragraph 4, okay, section 4, paragraph 4, and paragraph 4. Very nice, beautiful. In the first section of the Sefer, Shashlemus Amiti Shel Abriya, perfection of the Briya, Hihi Moshech Lo Mishlemus Yis Barach, is an offshoot of the perfection of Hashem. Now Hashem is always perfect, but it means, again, He reveals Himself and we bask. And it's everything. The whole Bria, which is all a manifestation of Hashem and Hashem's will, so everything becomes perfected. And that's what we're searching for. That's the end game. So it's the eradication of evil and Hashem being revealed as Hashem Echad in the full sense of the word, or Hashem Melech in the full sense of the word. So that's the flow of history. Now he's going to bring us back to Kriya Shema. Vulam Gamza, he told us, HaMitzvah HaZos, this concept, the idea, I mean, we explained it already, so now he's just speaking it out. This idea is enhanced, or part of it is our declaration. And as long as it's not true, we declare that it is true, or it's potentially true. We believe that it's going to be true. We believe that it is true. Now, it's just that it's hidden. So we make that declaration. Shebaha'idenu, we testify, and that's how the Gemara describes Kriya Shema as a testimony. We declare Al Yehudo, we declare Hashem Echad, and again, in the full sense of existence and Hashgacha and obedience and Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim and goodness and Shleimus, everything. Hashem Echad. In Halacha, you'll see that Hashem Echad is supposed to be Mamlech Hashem over the Arba Ruchos, Oretz and Shemayim, Oretz. We also, you know, it's very hard, you know, we say Hashem Echad, but at least we should realize, learning Ramchal, that it's so much more than Hashem Echad. And there's no other Hashem. Technically, the mitzvah liyachado is described as the equivalent of loyil chol imacher malponai. Again, you have to expand that. You have to look at it in a very sophisticated way. Not a question of how many gods there are up in Shemayim battling it out, who gets to call the shots. Hashem Echad means Hashem is everything. And anything, anytime, as the Chavis HaVavus says very harshly, in Shara Bitavon, anytime you ascribe anything to anything other than Hashem, that's Hashem, which we do as we speak, and we read newspapers, and we listen to the news, and, you know, we nobody's talking about Hashem. They're talking about, this is why the stock market fell, this is why there's elections, this is why there's a war, this is why this guy quit, this is why this guy died, this is why this person did this, and you know, this is the battle of life, is to inject Hashem into everything, and to realize that Hashem is bringing this about. Bechira is its own world, so you always Bechira, but Bechira really only affects the person that's the Bocher. Right? When Shimi ben Gera cursed David, so Shimi ben Gera did a bad thing. Made a bad bechira, bad choice. Hashem lets you make bad choices. But from the perspective of David, he said, this is what Hashem wanted him to do. Hashem omalo kalel. And this was like the ultimate, this is why David became what's called the fourth wheel of the Merkava, next to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this is what we strive for. I mean, we do it, we pay lip service to it, we try. But David really, I guess, doesn't meant it. Or whatever, you know, it's very hard. Like it's hard, it's not easy. Because, like people, you know, it sounds weird, but people during Shiva, even after a tragedy, they're on a high. They're on a high. And then they come crashing down many times. You have to be there for them after the Shiva. I'm not talking about a tragic Shiva. Anyway, so at least, you know, what do we walk away with? We want to be practical. If we didn't want to be practical, we would have learned the third section of Derech Hashem. So the Hashem Echad means Hashem is everything, not just there's only one Hashem, but Hashem is all. And according to the Ramchal that we're learning, again, you just have to remember the way Rashi understands the pasuk in Chumash, which is, I don't think there are, I don't want to say, I didn't check every siddur in the world, but siddur with translations, I wonder if, you know, Rashi is like the mother of all Perushim. We love Rashi. Nobody has a bad word to say about Rashi. Rashi's great. Rashi's Rashi. But he explains the pasuk Ma Yisrael Hashem is presently Elokeinu, our Elokim, and in the future he will be Hashem Echad in the mouths and consciousnesses of the whole world. So really you just have to think Rashi's job to absorb, to be thinking about this sophisticated meaning of the Ramchal, that we wait for Hashem to be Echad, and we're declaring that he is Echad in the sense of the eradication of evil and the removal of all obstacles to connect to Hashem. And that's what we're declaring. So that's okay, getting back to the paragraph. So we declare, and Ubi Yosenu Tolem is Hakolbo, like a boomerang effect, it bounces back. As we do this, and we mamlech him, and we say everything is his will, everything is, we are his subjects. So he associates with us. When you get closer to Hashem, again, we don't have a metaphor with Hashem, but it's like saying, you take a step towards me, I'll take a step towards you. That's what the Reb Chal is saying here. And who is Baruch Shimon Nidrash Lanu? He avails himself to us. He presents himself to us. The Nitzel Chal Abriya Shadishtalim Bishle Musa. So what we're working on is the Briya's reaching Shleimus. V'niskonim Kol HaMetzios. And all of existence is now being rectified by declaring what they really are. It's like a chemist. Well, how Bill? But if a chemist walks over to something, or a physicist, and says, you know, and he tells you everything it's made of, he tells you it's real metzias, he tells you it's shorish amite, I'm talking physically. So he has opened up your eyes, and now you see what's really in front of you. Like, I'm looking at water, but it's really, you know, H2O. I'm connecting to the essence of water. It's really, it's not just water. I'm getting into the kishkas of what water is. And I have a new appreciation of it. You can do things with water. Of course, once you know it's H2O, you can do this, you can do that. So, when we say Hashem Echad, we're really describing the Bria's foundation. Describing the Bria's backing, describing what the Bria really is made up of. Now, you may be thinking, I hope you're thinking, I'm just a person, I'm speaking to ladies now, so you might be aware that you're not even pleased to say Kriya Shema. And certainly I don't have these lofty thoughts, and I don't know why we're learning this, it just gives me a headache, and who am I? Like, I'm not rectifying the world, I'm trying to get through Krishna quickly before the phone rings, or before my cake in the oven starts burning, I don't know. So the answer is that we will have to take, everybody should think like that, not just women, men also, what am I? Like, it's a joke. I would think it's a joke. I mean, Ramchal is very wonderful. Maybe Ramchal, affected the world's rectification when he said Kriya Shema. But like, me? Come on. You know. But the end is a very, very important answer. We have to take the Rambam seriously. What Rambam am I talking about? The Rambam that says that a person has to always look at the world as if it's perfectly in balance, because Hashem judges according to the scale, mostly good, mostly bad. And the Rambam goes on to say a person should look at the world always as if it's in perfect balance, and he should look at himself as if it's in perfect balance. So it's really a very... it's scary, but it's very heavy. H-E-A-B-Y. It's very, the whole world is rectified. That the world is in perfect, that's what the Rambam says, that the world is in perfect balance. Now, every individual is a world in himself or in herself. Hashem doesn't churn out people, you know. It doesn't churn out people. We believe that every person has their top kids. Every person makes a difference. Every girl who needs them. If Hashem didn't need you, trust me, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. Hashem doesn't like, okay, let's throw in another one. Buy one, get one free. Hashem doesn't do that. Hashem doesn't just do things like, everything has a reason, everything has a chesed, everything is needed. And that's why the Rambam is a very, very important Rambam. And,
what was the Rambam?
The Rambam, that a person has to look at the world, and first of all, let me just forget. The Rambam is not telling you to kid yourself. The Rambam is not telling you to imagine a fantasy, and therefore it'll work, and you'll live a good life, and you'll be a tzaddik if you have this fantasy. The Rambam is describing to look at it because it is that way. The world is in perfect balance, and your action will make a difference. Your action will tip it over one way, and Chas V'Shalom HaVeira tips it over the other way. Rambam Menuchas Tshuva. And, you know, it's like the world is an aggregate of many, the Jewish world, certainly, the Jewish people, is an aggregate of many individuals. So if I do the right thing, and then you do the right thing, and then this one does the right thing, we have changed the world. We have changed Klal Yisrael. But if I say, what's the difference what I do, and then you say, what's the difference what you do, and then another third one says, what's the difference what I do, then everything goes south very, very quickly. And that's really what happened to the world, sadly, to the Goyish world, even to the Jewish world, into the last few centuries, that the cheshivas of the individual has become minimized. We're just, you know, part of a group. And if I don't do it, someone else will do it, you know. So, and it's very, very damaging. As you see, that's why the world, because no one thinks that their actions have total cheshivas, total import. Anyway, I just wondered, this is a merely parenthetical remark, but we're learning this, and he's saying all these lofty things, that when I say Kriyashma, I'm rectifying the world, because I'm making a declaration about the unity of Hashem, and the unity of Hashem equals the eradication of evil, and the shleimus, and the shleimus of the Bria, and shleimus of Hashem. So you say, you know, I don't want to learn this if it doesn't mean anything to me. If it's just like, okay. That's why I skipped the third section. Because the third section wouldn't have meant anything to anybody. It talks about Nevu and Ruach HaKodesh and Malachim and Nevi'im and Nevu as Moshe Rabbeinu. So, what? It's Torah. You know, you learn it, a man should learn it, not a woman. Ooh. I got into trouble now. A man has to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. The man has to know everything. That's the same with women and not Mechuyim with Kol HaTorah, I'm sorry to say. They have a part of, well, nowadays, it's okay. Thanks to Rosh Meir for that. But she didn't change the Torah. She's not the second coming of Moses. She didn't change the Torah. Women are not Mechuyim with Kol HaTorah. They have that primary task in life. Their primary task is to enable it, to be part of it. Okay, we're not going to talk about history now, about history. But, you know, we're not going to get anywhere by denying the reality of Torah. But this, so that's a learned practical lesson. That's what. I mean, what Sarah Schneer saw was that if you didn't put the girls in an educational setting and teach them and make a pedagogical experience out of life, learning about the Jewish life, rather than just picking it up from the mother, so everything was falling apart, the whole Jewish world was falling apart, and everything was breaking up. I mean, horrible, horrible, horrible scene. She arguably, you know, saved Yiddishkeit. Because, you know, if you don't have the women are not on board, the men have to marry someone, even if the men are good. The men were also headed south, but there was a different dynamic. It was really not good. And the, one could say the Shoah saved the Jewry in a certain sense. I mean, it was going down, 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 and since the Shoah has, you know, it's been going up, 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 we have a long way to climb to even get back to what was before the Shoah. It's true, because there was hardly anything in our history as devastating as the Shoah. You go back to the Churban Beis HaMikdash for any comparison to what happened to us. But it did happen that things were going very, very bad at a very, very quick clip, and that turned things around. Anyway, it did. Ironically, you know, you look back. Like I say, every time a tragedy happens in a person's life, so they look back. And they, I mean, if you're talking about a good person, a person that believes in Hashem, so the person will tell you that close to Hashem, and Hashem became his best friend, and he took solace in Hashem, and he talked to Hashem, and he feels closer to Hashem. This is what Chafetz Chaim, if anybody learns the Chafetz Chaim, according to the days, you know, anybody learn anybody with daily Chafetz Chaim? So today's Chafetz Chaim talks about Yisurim, and how Yisurim, he does say, whatever, the middle of life, said, you know, don't dance a jig if you have Yisurim. Chafetz Chaim basically says the same thing. If you have a measure, a person should make a party when he has Yisurim, because he's going to rectify him, and he's going to get closer to Hashem. It's going to have a salutary effect. Okay, we talked about this a lot already, over the whole speech. Anyway, so that's paragraph Dalet. That's Kriyat Shema. And anytime we do it, we rectify the world, and we create a magnet-type pull with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we pull him to us, he pulls us to him. And so you say, when I make this declaration that Hashem is indeed Echad, and evil will be eradicated, and I it's true now also, it just didn't happen yet, it has to unfold. Now, if hey, which is really sounds very extreme, but it's actually in Halacha, and it's in the Mishnah Brura, which is as legalistic as you can get. We name it that you have to mean what you're saying so much that you're willing to sacrifice your life to make that point. If it ever comes up, and you're supposed to think this by Kriyat Shema. Again, when am I supposed to think it? I'm thinking about all these other things. So I don't know the answer. But the Mishnah Berurah does paskin, and it's based on the Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah didn't make it up. It's a Jewish Harashba. Shown him that a person has to think during Kriyat Shema that he's ready to give up his life for Yichud Hashem. Like Rabbi Akiva, right? B'chol l'vavcho, b'chol ma'amshecho, b'chol miyodecha. And now the Ramchal says it. I mean, Ramchal's not being mechadish it. He's telling us. He named it. Tznaya mitzvah is one of the conditions of this mitzvah of saying Kriyat Shema with the full force. I'm sure you'll say Kriyat Shema if you didn't have this in mind, but you want the full force of Kriyat Shema to be there. Leo Sa'odam Gomer B'dayda, a person has to be very clear, resolved, Chad Mashmoi, we say, Limsar Nafsho Al Yehudo Yisbarach, to give up his life for the sake of. Now, really, like, if you think about it again, what am I supposed to give up my life for? Someone wants me to deny Hashem to worship him for the Zara. You know, it's like, what's the big deal? I mean, I don't mean it anyway, you know, so let me live. I want to live. You see, it's very a person. One person's actions makes a difference in the whole world. Hashem will not have you denying him, denying his yichudo. You're supposed to give up your life instead. And when you, to fully declare Hashem Echad requires you to be ready to do that. Be ready to do that. Now, it's hard to imagine, but I talked about it a couple of years ago in Shul, when the Arabs were going around killing people, stabbing them. And it wasn't so far. You didn't have to imagine an unlikely scenario. You just had to imagine, you know, an Arab coming, and you're ready to do that. That's called Al Yichud Hashem, because he's doing what he's doing because you're Jewish, and Jews represent Hashem in this world. So you may be, and this is a condition in Kriya Shema. Again, I don't think it's an essential condition in the sense that you're not Yotze if you don't do it. But it's a condition in the sense of you open Mishnah Brura. You remember old Mishnah Brura? Rav Shulchan Aruch, okay. And it says there that you have to have this in mind. You say, great one. You have to think Hashem Echad, and I'm ready to do anything within my power, up to and including giving up my life. That's my highest value. Okay, some might say my children's life, but then it's the same. In order to proclaim and invoke and not make shaky the idea of Hashem Echad. Yeah.
Okay,
let's go.
So I can understand if you're given a choice, convert or I kill you. But if an Arab just comes up and stabs you because you're Jewish...
So I spoke about this in Shul a few weeks ago, that there is an assumption on the part of the Achronim, even some Rishonim, that if you're killed because you're Jewish, you died on Kiddush Hashem. And why is that true? And I really haven't found a satisfactory explanation, except for mine. The idea I said was that, first of all, we'll assume it's true. They say it, and it seems to be true, and Bochanan says it, and Baruch Kabbal said it, and all the Gedolim after the Shoah said it, and that's why they called the Kedoshim, though they weren't given a choice of convert or not. And we assume that we call them the Kedoshim, Kedoshim Yashav. So I think the Pshat is because, and I talked about Pittsburgh, right? It was the Shabbos after Pittsburgh. And I said, you know, despite the fact that it wasn't exactly our cup of tea, that shul, and much worse than that, some parts of the shul, not all, but some parts of it. But now they entered into the... So I said, and this was proven afterwards, what I'm about to say, it was proven afterwards in spades, that is, nobody hides that they're Jewish. You're afraid, you don't hide. You're proud to be Jewish, you don't have charota. When the Arab's stabbing a person, if he doesn't think, I wish I wasn't Jewish. I wish I wasn't an Eretz Yisrael. You know, I wish I wouldn't be Jewish. And then I wouldn't have to die. So if you don't think that, that's how you're making a Kiddush Hashem. That's the unity of Hashem Echad. That you're not backing off from being Hashem's representative in this world, and you're dying on Kiddush Hashem. So maybe, really, we do sort of always have a choice. The choice is internal. Mr. Malio says this also, regarding the Shoah. He says, he says it a little differently than I'm saying it. He makes it a different point. He makes it into a point of emuna, that we don't get angry at Hashem. But that he's really talking about the survivors. I don't know. But that's how his mahalach is, that acceptance of what Hashem's doing is the Kiddush Hashem. I'm saying, no one's saying, I won't kill you if you do a Zara, but in a deeper sense, there's a sort of an avira that I won't kill you if you're not Jewish. I'm killing you because you're Jewish. There's no question about that. They're not killing him. The Arabs don't really care about Eretz Yisrael. They care about Eretz Yisrael for 2,000 years. All of a sudden they started caring about it. When the Jews came back, they started caring about it. But they don't want the Jews to be on their, to be the shluchim of Hashem. They don't want this open miracle of having Eretz Yisrael after such a long galus. And they can't stand it. It's a negation to their concept of God. It's certainly a negation to the Christian concept of God, although they try and hide it. But with the whole idea, we reject it, thrown in their face. But our kaponim, that's what I said. That's what I think. That's what I think. And it was proven afterwards because everybody came out in full force afterwards, even not from Jews, came out the weeks after Pittsburgh, and they reaffirmed their Jewishness. They said, we're proud to be Jewish, and we're not backing down, and we're not ashamed of it, and we're not afraid because we're Jewish. And everybody came out, and they had their vigils. So, their heart was in the right place. They didn't know what to do with themselves. But it was proven to be a Kiddush Hashem in the sense that everybody bonded. Everybody got together, and they didn't just bond together and open a social services department for traumatized victims and make support groups. They didn't do that. It was very Jewish. The response was very, very. It was like a reaction. It was a reaction to anti-Semitism. It's not like in Europe. It's not like that. In France, like they're scared to walk on the street, that's a chilul Hashem. They're afraid to walk on the street. They're afraid to wear a yarmulke. That is not the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to walk proudly and represent Hashem in this world. They didn't ask for Shaila. I'm not saying somebody paskin for them and they're not listening to the psalm. But I'm talking conceptually. That is a chilul Hashem. If we let the grain chase us, we're not Jewish. So if they just don't let us do mitzvahs, so then there's rules. You give raias, shukas donim, avodah zara, you give up your life for them, if they just want you to eat them. But the truth is, people don't realize, b'shas hashmad, if the goyim's purpose is to get us to be not religious, and you have to give up your life for any mitzvah, not just the three hamuros. You have to give up your life for the Gemara's lashon is for the color of your shoelace. If their intention is that you shouldn't be Jewish, they don't want you to do the mitzvahs. They don't want you to. It's not. They don't really care. There's nothing in it for them. So then the truth is, you're not supposed to give. You're supposed to give up your life rather than become less Jewish. Anyway, getting back to Shema Yisrael, so paragraph A is indeed a halacha, as stated in Shulchan Aruch and in Mishnah Berurah. That you both have in mind. Leos Adam Gomer V'Daytoy Litzer Nasher Al Yichudo Yisbarach Lukabel Olav Kol Yisurim, like Rabbi Akiva. Kol Yisurim will mean a Misa Al Kiddush Shmo Yisbarach, and it's gruesome. Maybe. Especially if you're going to think Kol Yisurim, like, oh my goodness. B'nechshav lo kilu osa hadorim b'poyel. This is the amazing thing. If you're sincere, and Hashem, who knows b'chshavos, Hashem looks into your heart, looks into your mind, looks into your consciousness, and He sees you're sincere, and it's like you did it. This is happens to be Yisrael Kadosh Halvamos. This is an amazing Yisrael Kadosh Halvamos. He says, the desire to do a mitzvah also counts as a mitzvah. He says this in the Shara Yisrael Maisa. Yeah. It's like saying, Hashem knows that I am sincere when I say that if I had the money, I would build yeshivas. I was building mikvahs with money to yeshivas. If I had the money. So Hashem knows if that's true or not. And he counts it as if you did, even if you didn't, because you don't have the money. And that's what he's saying here. And that's what it belongs. But he's saying about every mitzvah. Ramchal is saying in there about Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. But Neshul Lo Kiddush also Adol B'Poyel, like he actually did it. But Nereg Al Kiddush Hashem, like I'm an Indian Zeh, and therefore from this also, Yotos Tolodos Gedolos, there are major ramifications from you, from little old you, from little old me, thinking this and declaring it and it being true. So tremendous ramifications come out with Toelis Hamriya Ulatikon HaKlal, which is, you know, that's major, major. The Zeh, we continue, the Zeh Misidre HaChochmo HaElyona. This is the way Hashem arranged the Bria. But if wrong, you'll say him. Who? Oh, that's what he's about to say. Not what he said until now. Now he's saying something new now. To that and this, the following. Their existence, their being. Who? Sheyimotzlan and Tzom Kulam. Madrega Yadua. In other words, now he's going back to talking about darkness and evil. He says the world as constructed allows in or allows around darkness. It depends on each person, the Yetzirah of each person, and the potential for evil of each person is carefully constructed to fit that person's personality. Never too much that he can't conquer it, and it's never too little that it's not even in his soil. She wants one in some cool, but Madrega you do every person is on a specific Madrega. Mashashira Chachma El Yono Hayos Nos, and everything is perfectly balanced. Like the whole world is in balance. The whole world has this evil and good, and evil and good, and people can do good, and they can take away the evil. And it's a perfectly balanced with the Anirts of all the Muhammad. Uklal Madrega Azos, and in total, this Madrega, Nosenes Makal, Lo Choshech Lihimatzei, it allows for the existence of darkness, of evil, of Tumah, Lutumah Lispache Lifol, but Amon Chazor Shiyanota, a very specific amount, it comes to an end, and of course it doesn't take over the world, it has a finite thing, and then we have the ability to conquer it. Hashem's not going to let things get out of hand. I mean, it looks like it got out of hand already, but even more out of hand. And Hashem doesn't let. Hashem has a chesed. Hashem knows Ad Kam Desulo. If you think of the Shoah, let's say Hitler was successful until a certain point in the country, until a certain point in time. And that's all. Hashem is, again, always, you know, arranging things based on the best benefit to whoever's acting in that. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay. We'll start really from the Zeshem Yisidrach HaMayim. I hope, you know, this is so terrible, we'll just skip and go on to the next sefer that we're going to learn.
Which is?
I don't know. Right now, I always love playing with some vocals. Maybe it's time for the Mesillah Shor. What?
I would love to play the Shor.
Maybe it's time for the Mesillah Shor. I don't know. We'll see. We have plenty of time. Unless you tell me that it's time to go there now, you want to stop this, do this with Eric.
No, we want to finish.
Well, we're not going to finish anyway, but okay. No, we're going to learn about Silo, we're going to learn about giving stucco, we're going to learn about the Yom Tovim, all on a very deep level. Much more than what we do when we go through life. It's good to have a deeper life, I assume. I don't know. Okay.